Well, again, we meet. This is William F. DeVault, sometimes referred to as the romantic poet of the internet, sometimes not. And this is my podcast show, From Out of the City. I skipped last week. Why? I'm having a nightmare of a time with my booked guests, getting them to get their material done in time, and I just had had enough. So I stepped away for a week. I'm back this week, the week of August 16th, because it's my birthday this week. And in honor of that, I wanted to do something special for you. A few years back, when I was in Pacific Grove, California, I showed up at an open mic event that night and brought one copy of my book Pantheon for every year old I was and gave them away to the audience. That was fun. But this year I had even more fun, because instead of giving away books, I created something. What, I hear you ask? You created something? Yes, I did. I sat down with my band, the Gods of Love, and we put together a trilogy of pieces specifically for this week. Now, let me get out my list to make sure that I don't introduce them incorrectly. What you're going to be hearing are three very different style pieces based on three poems. The first is a new poem of mine called Strange But Beautiful. But when we frame it with the music, we call it The Fairy, F-A-E-R-I-E. And it's in honor of a young woman I know. Hope she hears it. Hope she appreciates it. The second piece is one of the pieces that's appearing in my new book, 101 Great Erotic Poems, which is coming available this week. And the name of this second piece is The Texture of Your Tongue. And yes, it's not about ice cream. And then finally, I decided to let the cannons roar. And I called out the band to rock out. And so we did with a piece called We Owe Debt to Memory, or The Thunder Out of Valhalla. I hope you love it. Guys, let's show them what we're made of. Ladies and gentlemen, William F. DeVault and the Gods of Love. Strange but beautiful, the arc of the lark, a curve of unswerving passion, fashioned in jasmine and honeysuckle wreaths to stop the Nosferatu's teeth from more than a taste, from laying waste to what in haste was imagined love. And some immortal dream of joy that mirrored what I'd seen in the sun's cleft, or so I imagined, in hope God had left. But it came from blood, not the ether that folds cold memory into the shrouds of distant stars, the better to bind noble scars. Strange, but beautiful. Strange but beautiful, I can sense your presence, but I cannot ken the vector of your approach, and like Hector, I cannot fight what I cannot touch in the light, swinging blind against the walls as I kick against the pricks. I would place palms to cool stone walls and wait your arrival, eyes shut to silence, the shadows of the fires, the shadows of desires that would blacken flesh and bone. And drag me to the precipice to dance for the fates, my amomancies. Strange, but beautiful. As your kisses head south, your mouth becomes a channel, a pink gate to heaven, where leavened words become inarticulate, but oh so eloquent. The texture of your tongue and the heat, the sweet heat you share with me, as you bear me, dare me to allow you seize control of my pleasure. A measure of surrender. No pretender here to your sulfurina smile. Parted to slip and nip and trip me into falling even further into you. As if I needed the encouragement. Reaching into me, teaching me just how much control you have of my soul, with a gentle touch and an excruciatingly soft press of lips and tongue. Your rhythmed caresses, as your tresses become tangled in my fingers, and I linger over nothing and no one before or after this moment, trapped in the texture.
To wind around a spindle point to make of us a metaphor, twin avatars to anoint. And there are those who will relate our falls and victories, and sell our shells in necklaces declared to cure disease. For we owe debt to memory and those who bear the ark, the acolytes of ancient knights we melted in the dark. This degree and not outshine at least the dimmer stars, if not the moon, and sundry suns released. If you dare not to be a mold for dreams of those unborn, then tip your hat and hand and flee this pilgrim bent and worn. For we owe debt to memory and those who bear the ark, the acolytes of ancient knights we melted in the dark.
So there it is. Thanks, guys. Well, I've wrapped up another year on this planet. It's been a pretty good year. Had a book or two come out. Did some readings, made some new friends, found some old friends, started work on some major projects. All in all, I have no major complaints. But next year I'm going to take it up a notch. Next month I'm traveling to California for my daughter Paralandra's wedding. I'm looking forward to seeing her again and seeing once again her new husband. He's a great guy. And then later on this autumn, my good friend Dan McTaggart and I will be jointly producing a book called Psalms of the Monster River Cult. And then in December, we have the release of my much-anticipated book, Ronin in the Temple of Aphrodite, which I think will be probably the watershed book so far in my career. What will the spring bring? You better stick around and find out. So, until next time, this is William F. DeVault coming to you from out of the City of Legends. And this has been From Out of the City.